Hey, everybody. Welcome. Steve Wollenhouse here, your host on Anatomy of Success. This week, to be a better business, give people more freedom. So glad you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. Again, this is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhouse. Welcome. First time here? Grateful you joined us. Come back next week and every other week after that. We're glad you're here recurringly as well. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate, review if you would. Then head over to weatherology.com. Find the Weatherology mobile app. It's free. Let me know what you think. And then find me on Facebook, Instagram, as well as on LinkedIn especially. You'll find those links at the top of my personal page under the About Us section. You know, many companies, including Netflix, allow employees to take unlimited vacation days. They also give their employees complete control over their schedules. Ironically, this has helped the bottom line, despite conventional wisdom and what many people think. Of course, this past year has provided companies with no alternative but to let their employees work from home and to gain more freedom. And the issue has always been for companies, they don't trust people a lot of times. And when they give people that additional latitude, that freedom, there's this perception that somehow those people are going to take advantage of them. The key is defining expectations and establishing accountability. And a lot of companies and leaders have a difficult time ascertaining what that is. My experience personally, give people autonomy and they will exceed your expectations every single time, assuming you make good hiring decisions. And that's oftentimes what it comes down to. At Weatherology, we expect results, not compliance. In exchange for that freedom, we have happy people that get to do what they want to do because we trust that they're adults and capable of making those decisions, and they go the extra mile every single time because we trust in them and give them those liberties associated with working from home. You know, according to Albert Einstein, everything that is really great and inspiring is created by the individual who can labor in freedom. I mean, how powerful is that? And how much does that summarize the place that we're in the world we live in today? Recent research has shown that after many, many months of people working from home, despite some of the disadvantages, and there are some that we'll allude to, remote workers have workforce happiness index scores well into the 70s out of possible 100. Most of those folks are in the mid-70s, which indicates the vast majority of people, despite sometimes missing their colleagues at work and some of those obvious things that coincide with working from home, like dealing with young kids, homeschooling, we get it, but remote workers are overall more likely than those that have been going into the office to rate their level of satisfaction much higher. So it's starting to get very evident that the average adult really prefers to have the flexibility of working from home. And these uncertain times have driven people into that experience, even if they were apprehensive about it. And they've discovered, you know what? I'm not stuck in rush hour every day. I don't have to deal with distractions at work, people coming into my office, colleagues milling around my cubicle. I can work when I feel like it, get other things done, have more time to send my kids off to school, squeeze in a workout, and do a myriad of other things that actually promote better health and wellness. Income and industry have less clear effects. Of course, many businesses may describe that they're struggling because leaders are having a difficult time managing some of those remote work sessions, Zoom calls. I've talked to several people on LinkedIn that I think are managing that aspect of it incredibly well by investing in helping people become more self-aware instead of having endless Zoom meetings. So here's the argument for why I believe traditional work days just don't work. When we insist upon tracking people's time off, we insult their intelligence by expecting them to answer emails and be available around the clock, but demand they limit their free time predicated on policies. And you'll see lots of companies have policies, and I hate policies that aren't really, really relevant. Assembly line workers demanded keeping track of their time. Modern work environments don't. Giving people the freedom to get work done when it's convenient for them provides people with the flexibility to create a better life for themselves. And that's really what it comes down to. Happier people create better corporate cultures, even if they're remote. And improved corporate cultures make better businesses and drive more profits, more productivity, more innovation. I know from personal experience. I'm not just assuming this stuff. We've done this for 35 years now. The world is different and people desire flexibility. And if nothing else, this past year served as a reminder for people how much they were really missing by sitting in cars and having people hover over them like somebody on a break. Can't spend 15 minutes shopping online or updating their social media status. Who cares what they do on their time off? And we should be encouraging those frequent breaks for better productivity, as we've discussed on Anatomy of Success, to help improve our focus. Why force people to sit in rush hour, miss their kids' special events, neglect time for personal health, clinging to antiquated economic and philosophical business policies that are obsolescent? Remove obsolescent policies that don't meet modern expectations, and let's start to give people the intrinsic rewards they desperately crave. And if you're in a leadership position, wherever you work, don't be afraid to experiment with this. Freedom is the will to be responsible to ourself. Friedrich Nietzsche said that. Behind the trend, here's what's happening. And I wish I could take credit for this fantastic idea, but the Brazilians actually kind of facilitated this idea. A Brazilian company started the practice almost 3 decades ago. After suffering a major health scare and major setback, the owner of a company called Semco decided to make dramatic changes in promoting the virtues of better health for his employees. He focused on schedule, sick days, vacation time were all replaced with complete freedom in exchange for productivity. And that was the simple understanding, and it worked. It worked. The company was valued at $4 million in 1981 when all this started. Today, it's worth well over $1 billion. So his simple understanding was, listen, in exchange for these things, I'll get rid of the vacation policies, the sick day policies, the rigid schedules. You give me productivity. I mean, how damn simple is that? And I love it. And we do something very similar at Weatherology, have for decades, and it works. People want to be trusted, respected, appreciated. They also want their freedom. They want to be able to design their schedule according to what works best for them, predicated on personal and family obligations. So we give them that, and in exchange, we have a high trust, high reward relationship that oftentimes yields expectations way beyond what we envisioned in the beginning. Exhausted U.S. workers are complaining, and people just don't pay attention. Fewer than 1% of American companies have offered a similar policy up until recently now. This past year, of course, things have been changing, but prior to COVID, less than 1% of American businesses did something similar to Semco. We value hard work, and we celebrate a culture committed to grinding, crushing, and multiplying everything by 10, 15, 20. South Koreans, they're notorious for hard work, and they have more lenient policies regarding time off than we do here in the United States. What's driving our workaholic culture? Are overworked addicts poisoned by being busy? Lack of emotional intelligence and greed comes down to that. Leaders that don't have emotional intelligence, self-awareness, and greedy corporate leaders that just want economic results at the expense of driving people into an early grave. People advocating hard work as the only solution for getting ahead fail to appreciate maximizing productivity because they don't practice better health and misunderstand the science behind it. Leaders that haven't discovered these things for themselves focus on a one-dimensional style of leadership that emphasizes profits. It's like Instagram dreamers posing by the pool with exotic sports cars. They focus on a result which is unrealistic for most and detrimental for others. Inadequate leadership is the reason why most businesses fail, period. And I wish I had a better explanation, but it really comes down to that most of the time. Here's the big misconception oftentimes. People will take advantage of us. They can't be trusted. You know, one of the best ways we can get people fully committed to our company is to offer them unlimited freedom. It works. When people gain control over their schedule, it liberates them to make more room for family, friends, better health. They are appreciative for that. Act of kindness, that display of trust. And ironically, these are all things that in my book, Anatomy of Success, I refer to as the four tenets of equanimity. That's all you're doing. You're encouraging people to focus on better relationships, better intimate relationships, more satisfying work, and health, of course. So more satisfying work isn't going to happen if we have rigid restrictions we impose on people. Freedom dramatically improves the possibility of people experiencing more happiness and more satisfying work. Why wouldn't we want to be instrumental in precipitating that mindset? Anyone that understands what people desire most appreciate the advantages of giving people enough time to recalibrate. Most people would rather have unlimited time off than more money. It's a game changer, and the research supports that. My hope after this brief episode today, if you're in a leadership position or if you're contemplating at your office the possibility of more freedom moving forward, I highly encourage it. It works incredibly well. In closing here today, I want to share a quote from Nelson Mandela. To be free is not merely casting off your chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of other people. Glad you joined us here on Anatomy of Success again this week. I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. Let's do this again next week. Until then, let's stay focused. Let's stay positive. Let's stay optimistic.